Multiple flights in and out of one of the busiest airports in the world have been cancelled today as protesters crowded into Hong Kong International Airport. The protesters are responding to police action yesterday when tear gas was used on the 10th weekend of protests against Chinese policy in Hong Kong. Earlier today, masked protesters held a news conference in Hong Kong and they condemned the weekend's action by police.
Hong Kong has just seen its darkest weekend in its contemporary history. We saw Kwai Fong Station being turned into a gas chamber and protesters being pushed down a moving escalator by the police at Taikoo, where they had also fired at the protesters within a meter's range of an air gun. In Tsuen Wan and North Point, we also saw civilians being attacked by members of triads whose actions were harboured and supported by the police. The police must be put under the investigation of an independence committee immediately.
And I see news just breaking. There's a gathering of protesters in front of the Hong Kong police headquarters this lunchtime. Let's go there now to Irish journalist with Bloomberg in Hong Kong, Aaron McNicholas. Aaron, the scenes, the pictures emerging from Hong Kong International Airport are extraordinary as the protesters filed in there today in their thousands. Can you explain to us what's happening?
Well, it is about 8:15 Hong Kong time in the evening right now, and there are still hundreds of protesters here in the arrivals hall. There were thousands here in the afternoon, and they have mostly cleared out now, but there are still hundreds here. And departing flights have been fully suspended since about 3:30. Arriving flights are still able to arrive. There are about 10 that will arrive in the next hour. But the airport authority is working under the assumption that departing flights may be able to resume at about 6 a.m. local time. So that's the situation as it is now. Most of the protesters did decide to leave at about 5 o'clock local time because the geography of Hong Kong Airport is on an artificial island. So if the police decided to block all the transport routes in and out, there would be nothing to prevent a mass arrest taking place inside the arrivals hall. So a lot of protesters did not want to face that risk. So they left earlier on this afternoon. But there are still hundreds here because they are working under the assumption that while there are still flights arriving and still passengers moving through this hall, that the police will not do anything too escalatory because there are still non-protesters here.
And Aaron, this action was taken today by protesters in response to how the police dealt with the protests over the weekend.
That's true. Yesterday in particular, I saw some of the most violent scenes we have seen since this protest movement started about 2 months ago. One particular incident has gotten a lot of attention from the protesters. It just happened in the last 24 hours, so a lot of the details are not 100% confirmed yet. But the story that is circulating most widely that the protesters have accepted as true is that a volunteer first aider was shot by a beanbag round that the police had fired. And the beanbag round penetrated her goggles and ruptured her right eyeball. Now, the protesters have been handing out posters saying that her eyesight has been permanently lost. That is not confirmed as of yet, but needless to say, the injury is serious. And that woman, we understand, is undergoing emergency treatment now to try and save her eyesight. That is just one of the incidents that is really driving the anger that is forcing people to come out today to make their points. And a lot of the new posters we are seeing are drawing attention to that incident.
Any response from the Hong Kong government leader, Carrie Lam? Anything being said by the Chinese today?
The Chinese government in Beijing held a press conference at about 4 o'clock local time. And the one significant word that was used that came out of that press conference was that they said that they had seen signs of terrorism among the Hong Kong protest movement. That is significant not only in the strong use of language, but also in the fact that this is the first we're hearing of this. We have not heard this from the Hong Kong police. We have not heard this from the Hong Kong government, but we did hear it today from the Beijing government. And that is significant and more than a little bit unsettling that they said so today.
But Beijing has been holding back here.
They have been holding back. They have been continuing to express full confidence in the Hong Kong police and the government of Hong Kong to handle what is happening here. But the fact that they were the first ones to use that term is certainly significant. So we are now waiting to see if there comes a time where they are less willing to express their full support for the local authorities here in Hong Kong. That would be an indication that they do plan to intervene directly. I mean, the Beijing authorities plan to intervene directly. And that is the sign that we are waiting for. If it does happen, we don't know if it will, But as long as they are continuing to express full confidence in the Hong Kong government, it seems that that will not take place. But we are still waiting to see.
OK, Aaron, thank you for that. Aaron McNicholas there, who's an Irish journalist with Bloomberg, and he's in Hong Kong Airport this lunchtime.